Alison, as someone who has also started your own award-winning business, how good are you at setting boundaries and managing time to avoid burnout?
Sure, I could be better, if I'm honest. I'm also, I'm in that process where we are taking the next step and growth pains and all of that. So I think that's a hard one to answer in this season currently.
Okay. And what season are you in?
In a big grow up season. So we in the scaling season currently. Okay. And so it's been years, and I have actually been relatively good because I've got a daughter, and I want to make sure that I am able to spend quality time with her, because I can't just magically bring that back when she's these young ages. And so for me, that's like vital. So in terms of my priority, family comes first always. Yes, do I slip? Yes, like 100%. But I think it's
not a perfect science.
Yeah, I think it's just about having that priority front of mind and just relooking that on a regular basis, and not just going, cool, this is my priority, and then you go off. Because I think literally month to month for me, I do like a bit of a recon.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, how am I looking? Like even health-wise, my body tells me. And I've been in a burnout. So in part of my advertising journey, I collapsed at work. And
oh my goodness.
From exhaustion, because I was working weekends, nights, like everything. And I was in this thing of trying to perform when I actually just got burnt out entirely.
Badly.
And it I don't wish that on anyone. Like, it's not a nice space.
Yeah.
So I think from then, which in a weird way, I'm kind of lucky it happened soon. Because
early on to like learn how to, because I think, it's something that you think won't happen to you until it happens to you.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes you don't feel exhausted. This is what I'm discovering about stress. I know that stress is the silent killer, but I actually haven't been able to identify when I'm stressed out. It almost happens when it's, you know, when my body's freaking out.
It,
So it's like, you know, if we are scheduling time for meetings, then we need to schedule watching TV and reading a book and being with friends. And
your friends and relationship. I mean, I'm married and my business partner is my husband.
Yeah.
So more so than ever, we have to, and we try, and people think we're nuts, but we try go on a date every 2 weeks, like a proper, and like my daughter's too. So we're still in the trenches in some sense. And a lot of people are like, but we can't get to her. I'm like, no, but you have to make it a priority.
It's not just going to happen.
Yeah. And like, actually sometimes like love is choice more than just like a feeling. And like loving yourself is a choice.
And a duty.
Yes. And like, you can get burnt out from stuff you love. And I think that was a big
We don't talk about that enough.
Dropping the nuggets, yeah.